Good morning and welcome everyone to the annual council meeting. I will now request that my chaplain open the meeting with a prayer, which also allows time for personal reflection before we start the business of the meeting.
Let us pray. Thank you for this day as we come together to give thanks for Councillor Julian Parrott's year as chairman and to elect Councillor Jane Barnby as the new council's new chairman. We think of those who are in need at this time, and we think of the news of the loss of Councillor Ian Oxley, and especially remember his family, and he served for 11 years as a councillor here. Lord, we also ask you to remember Councillor Janet Richards, who is in hospital at this time. As the council discusses the many different and complex issues, help us to always think of the implications of the decisions that we make on all those involved and affected. Give us wisdom to govern amid the conflicting interests and issues of our times. Help us to always have at the heart of all we do the welfare and true needs of our people. Give us a keen thirst for justice and rightness. In the midst of difficult decisions, help us to have confidence in what is good and fitting. Give us the ability to work together in harmony, even when there is honest disagreement. Give all those here personal peace in their lives and joy in their task. Please give an assurance of what would please you and what would benefit those who live and work in and around our beloved borough of Torbay. Help us to always think of others in all that we do, and to realise just how important a simple thank you can be. It is in your blessed name we pray. We close our time of prayer by joining together in the words of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Please be seated. You should note that the proceedings of the council meeting will be recorded. Therefore, please ensure that you use your microphone when addressing the meeting and that it is switched off when it's not in use. We're not expecting a fire alarm testing today, and in the event of an evacuation, you will hear a recorded message requesting you to evacuate the building. Please leave by the nearest exit. The Riviera Centre staff will assist you, and once outside, please assemble in the Lifestyle Members car park opposite the main entrance. Please could I also ask that you ensure your mobile is switched off or turned to silent. Do we have any apologies for today's meeting?
Apologies for absence have been received from Councillors Addis, Cow, James, Richards and Councillor Alan Faulkner.
Thank you. We now come to item 3 on the agenda, which is the minutes. I propose that the minutes of the meeting on the 27th of February 2014 be signed as a correct record. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Mills, thank you. We now come to the next item on the agenda and the main business of the day, the election of Chairman of the Council for 2014-2015. Can Councillor Alan Tyerman please put his nomination to the Council?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I've known Jane Barmby for only a little over 3 years. We first met after Jane and I were selected to stand as candidates for the local election in Goodrington with Roselands. At first, when I met Jane, I felt we had little in common, apart from finding out that we both had an association with Relate. And that didn't exactly feel like a positive association to me. Jane was vice chairman of Relate in Torbay and South Devon, and my experience was from my childhood, when my mother, who was a Relate councillor and tutor, would spend countless hours on the phone, away at meetings and conferences, and not attending perhaps to her children. However, we soon discovered that we had one important thing in common, a determination to be elected as councillors to serve the people of Torbay. That determination, I believe, is one of Jane's key attributes. When Jane wants something to happen, she will work very hard to achieve that aim and to achieve it to the best of her ability. I well remember from the election process there was no stopping her. At one time I suggested that we had a day off from knocking doors, but Jane would have none of that. She said we had to work our hardest to do our best. And if we didn't get elected, she would know that it wasn't through lack of her own efforts to do so, a determination to achieve her objective and her goal. Anyway, by the time the elections were over, Jane and her husband Richard, my wife June, and myself had become good friends, a friendship I've valued ever since. I'm not sure how it started, but Jane would refer to me as her council husband and herself as my council wife. That quickly caught on as a private joke when my wife June would answer the phone and she'd pass me the phone saying, "It's your other wife." Well, that private joke's not private anymore, I guess. But I think it does explain also the concept that Jane has in running as a councillor. She's always seen the value in councillors working in partnership to achieve the best outcomes for the residents in their wards. So what can I tell you about Jane outside of her council life? Well, as I say, I've only known her for 3 years and not known her before she came onto the council with me. So based upon a little bit of investigation, I can add a little bit. Jane, as many of you will know, is a physiotherapist at Mount Stuart and is highly regarded, I'm told, by many thousands of patients she has helped over the years in Torbay. Her skills, however, have not been seen just at the hospital. She's been out and about doing work across the bay. For 5 years, Jane was a physio at Brixham Rugby Club, and on occasion, she would also act as a stand-in physiotherapist for matches at Torquay United. So she's covered both forms of the game, and participants in those games probably saw Jane as an administering angel. Yes, I think I can see her in that role too. However, thinking about some of Jane's other skills, I've had a word of warning to members. Jane, as many of you will know, has been an accomplished actress across the bay for many years, taking part in performances in many locations. In recent years, however, her skills have turned to directing the pantomime at Brixham. So members, please note that Jane is well practiced in dealing with cast members who miss their cues, fluff their lines, or deviate from their script. As council chairman, Jane will demand the highest level of performance from every member of her cast. So I repeat, be warned. Jane has directed the pantomime at Brixham for, I understand, 23 years. But in she's making the sacrifice of handing over the reins for 2015 in order to devote her time to her role as chairman of the council. For those of you who are avid pantomime followers, I'm pleased to tell you that Jane fully intends to be back as director in 2016, so please make a note in your diaries now. And finally, I'd like to add a personal note of thanks to Jane from myself and on behalf of my late wife, June. It is at times of difficulty that you discover the true value of friendship. And Jane was a real friend to me and to June during her term of illness. Jane would frequently come round to our house, tell me very politely to get lost, and sit and talk to June for half an hour or an hour. To this day, I don't know what they talked about, but I know that June very much valued those visits, and also the visits that Jane made to her in her frequent spells in Torbay Hospital. Thank you, Jane. From my knowledge of Jane as a kind, caring person, and from my observation of how she conducts herself in every aspect of her work, I know Jane will be an excellent chairman and ambassador for Torbay. I'm delighted, therefore, to be able to propose Councillor Jane Barmby to be elected as chairwoman for Torbay Council for the coming year.
Thank you, Councillor Tyman. Do we have a seconder? Councillor Baldry.
We do, Chair. And I'm delighted, I may say, to rise to second this proposal, this motion. We've already heard from Councillor Tyman many of Jane's admirable qualities, with which I fully concur. Did Jane imagine when she, as a young and sexy 20-year-old, was disporting her body, I believe, on the Top of the Pops, ever imagined that she would rise to the heights that we now see her today? Little I have to say, did I suspect that in June 2009, when I moved to Brixham, not knowing a soul, and I joined the amateur dramatic company there, where I met Jane, performed in Oliver together, the first musical, and then under Jane's direction, performed in the first pantomime of my time there. It is amazing when you look at the work that's involved in putting on pantomimes and the short time period that the rehearsals take, the intensity of the activity that Jane has undertaken over these 23 years. What maybe not many of you know, that as well as directing them, she also takes part. But you don't know that, because usually it's in the guise of the ghost. So next time you go to, maybe not next year, but when you come to Pantomime in Brixham, you will see Jane performing. And I have very good memories of her doing that. And I have to say that if you missed the Brixham pantomime last, it was an absolute cracker. So please don't miss it again. They are very excellent. Mr. Chairman, if I might take this opportunity to issue not one but two invitations to yourself, to our chair lady elect, to the mayor, to all you fellow councillors, chief executive, and all you good people out there and beyond these walls. We all here want to create more jobs in our area, especially high-tech jobs for our young people. I'm delighted to tell you, actually, that although at the moment these are not full-time or permanent jobs, I'm delighted to tell you that right at this moment, in Paignton, no less, about 12 highly qualified young people, mostly from this country, but some from abroad as well, are actively engaged on the design, no less, of a new electric car. It is a project which has come to us, not from this country, but from the Far East, because of the project that the designer and I began 12 months before. This is a syndicate based in Singapore, and Paignton can now therefore claim to be an international centre of automotive design and development, no less. And when we think of the millions, nay, billions of pounds around the world in, not pounds, euros, dollars, yen, if Paynton can grab a share of that, that is a huge, huge job opportunity for this area. And I know you'll be pleased. The invitation is that we're hoping on the 20th of May to have an open day to where we would like Jane to come and see us and anyone else who is available. The second invitation is to come sometime between the 28th and the 31st to see the Vicar of Dibley. There are some flyers around where you will see yours truly taking the role of the chairman of the parish council. So I'm having my photograph taken for my bus pass today because unfortunately I have to have my head shaved to take part in the role. Forgive me for straying a little bit from the direct.
Just a little, yes. Yeah. Perhaps just a little, yeah.
But I know these two things are important to Jane, the economic prosperity of the area and the thriving and fun-packed activity of Dartmouth. So, Mr. Chairman, I have absolutely no hesitation in seconding Jane's application.
Thank you, Councillor Baldry. So the motion before us is that Councillor Jane Barmby be elected Chairwoman of the Council of the Borough of Torbay for the municipal year 2014-2015. All those in favour? That's unanimous. Thank you very much. Please be seated.
Would Mr. Jeff Buck, JP, and Ms. Sue Knott, JP, please come forward to witness the declaration of acceptance of office and the oath of allegiance to be sworn by Councillor Barnby.
In the last 15 years, I've been privileged to twice be elected to represent my local community of Goodrington and Roselands. I have tried to serve them faithfully and will continue to do so over this next year, while also holding the great honour of being chairman of Torbay Council. I'm humbled to hold this office, and I will do my best to ensure that my council colleagues feel that they were right to put their faith and trust in me. I will be positive in my role as chairman of the council, that I will encourage active and fair debate on all the difficult issues facing us over the coming year. But also, I will actively celebrate the very many wonderful achievements we have and will hopefully continue to have. With my husband, Richard, as my consort, I will give 100% support to all those who instigate events or achieve outstanding things for the Bay. I also intend to act as an ambassador to all the visitors to the Bay so that they will feel the warmth and friendship that we have to offer. I will also endeavour to ensure that they recognise the amazing beauty that the English Riviera offers. My commitment this year is to all those unsung heroes and heroines who work quietly for their communities without any expectation for recognition, such as cubs, brownies, all sorts of leaders and volunteers for the elderly. I call upon everyone, including the churches and the Herald Express, to help make these people known to me so we can have a celebration later this year to recognise their achievements. I am delighted that the Reverend Gillian Ward of St George's Church, Goodrington, has agreed to be my chaplain for this coming year. I know that I will have much spiritual support from her. My civic church service will take place at St George's Church, Goodrington, at 3 p.m. on the 21st of September, 2014. I would like to thank you, Mr Mayor, for giving me this opportunity to serve the Bay, and also to thank all my fellow councillors for their support this morning and in the past. Councillor Alan Tyerman, thank you so very much for your special words. I did appreciate them. And thank you too, Councillor Baldry. I thank you too for your kind speech of support. This year, my joint charities will be the Disability Support Torbay and Devon Insight. I look forward to seeing many of you at the Civic Luncheon at the Redcliffe Hotel once these proceedings are finished or complete. Thank you all so much. Would Councillor Bent propose a vote of thanks to Councillor Parrott and Ms Sue Powell, please?
Madam Chairman, thank you very much indeed. May I be the first to congratulate you on the role that you are undertaking. First of all, I visited Councillor Peter Addis yesterday for a briefing, and he sends his best wishes to you, Councillor Parrott, and your consort, Sue. A reminder, he did brief me, so I take no responsibility for the accuracy of some of the things I'm going to say. However, he's very disappointed he can't be here to propose this vote of thanks and appreciation, but I'm pleased to say he's getting on well, and equally so I'm very pleased to be acting on his behalf. Councillor Powell, I know that you and Sue have had a really busy year this year with something like over 300 events to attend, from greeting cruise liner passengers to attending Keep Fit events at Women's Guild, attending Bricks and Panto, I can't believe I'm saying some of this, learning Cockney slang and many others. I'm reliably informed that you've found some new skills. That's Scottish dancing, wheelchair dancing, Irish dancing, and even clog dancing. So we all look forward to demonstrations of these skills at some future date. You have both been brilliant ambassadors for Torbay, and I know that you have raised a considerable amount of money for your chosen charity, which has been the matter of Neurome disease. Finally, Councillor Parrott, my commiserations for the misfortune suffered by your football team this week. Many thanks, Mr Chairman.
Is there a seconder?
Yes, I rise to second. I'm delighted to be asked to second the vote of thanks to Julian and Sue. They have met and supported so many people and organisations, as we've heard from Councillor Bent. Have a look at Julian's website. It shows the wealth and diversity of the organisations, projects, people he and Sue have supported. I've been fortunate to meet and spend a little time with Julian's parents, who work for the people of their community, much as Julian does here. They may wear different hats, but Julian has followed them in their community work and their care of people. How many of you know Julian was chief exec to the fellowship of the Institute of Building Control back in 2000? I certainly didn't until I moved to the non-coalition office to see he was awarded an honorary fellowship in appreciation and recognition of his services to them. There are lots of Julian and his wife that we have not known. On a more personal basis, I want to say thank you for all your personal support of me as a relatively new councillor. We have shared some difficult arenas, and Sue, thank you for always being there. When Julian has been unavailable, you have always been non-intrusive but very supportive. Thank you. I wish you both success and happiness in the future, whatever life and wherever life leads you. Thank you.
Thank you. All those in favour? I declare this motion carried.
I'll show this, which I'll be immensely proud to wear. Thank you. I'm conscious that I'm already yesterday's man, so I'll keep this as short as possible. But there are thanks that I would like to give. And if it helps, imagine this is the end of a film and these are the credits rolling against a black screen. To make it easier for me, I've split the thanks into groups. The first credits are to my councillor colleagues and fellow elected members. Thank you all for your support throughout the year. Thank you to Mayor Oliver. Thank you to Councillor Ellery for being mace bearer. And to Councillor Barmby for picking up the events that I was unable to attend and also particularly her mindful assistance during council meetings. And there are some more special mentions. To Councillor Kingscote and Councillor Emil for all the help and advice throughout the year. To Councillors Jenny and, I know Alan's not here, but if you'll pass this on, to Councillors Jenny and Alan Faulkner for their support and help, particularly through Remembrance Sunday. To Councillor colleagues from my group who've superbly carried on my committee work over the past year. And to Councillor Bent and Councillor Davis for their lovely words this morning. And to all councillors who've supported and taken part in civic events and special chairman's charity events throughout my year, especially those who bought cakes and raffle prizes. The second section of credits is to thank the council staff, to Helen Jones for keeping my chairman's diary, and to Rebecca Sanders for her splendid assistance in organising civic events. This is Sue and I, would have made much more use of her considerable talents if we had the opportunity. To all the governance support staff, led by June Gurry, for their advice and assistance. And to Anne-Marie Bond and her predecessor, Anthony Butler, for their wise counsel, which I have needed from time to time. There are also staff who never seem to get public thank yous, and I would like to rectify that here. From Anne on reception at the Town Hall, who cheerfully marshalled hordes of school children visiting me on one of the hottest days last summer, to the registrars currently billeted at Paignton Library, where we've been at least once every 6 weeks for one of my favourite duties, conferring citizenship on people from overseas who have made the eminently sensible decision to come and settle here in our beautiful bay. And lastly in this section, and perhaps most importantly though, a huge thank you goes to Rob Osborne and his Tango 5 security team, most of whom we've got to know really well over the past year. They've all been splendid, but I must especially mention Matt, who almost single-handedly made one day last November almost bearable. The next section of my credits are thanks to all the people of the Bay, to every single person who has been at any of the events which I or Sue and I have had the pleasure to attend. There's not been a duff event in the whole year. I think it's only really by doing this job that you really get to appreciate what a kind-hearted, hugely talented and truly special lot of people the 138,000 or so souls in the Bay really are. Right from the oldest lady in the Bay, who I had the honour to assist in turning on the Christmas lights at Castle Circus, to the really tiny ones at the Little Star Nursery, who sang the caterpillar song to Sue and I, and to the other visitors, and no, I didn't kiss any babies. Thanks to the pupils of Ellicombe Academy, who've been such an inspiration over the past year and provided design for my civic Christmas cards. And staying with the excellent young people, to all the ATC, Army and Navy cadets who provided guards of honour and supported me at civic events. They were wrangled, often at short notice, by Sergeant Dave Tribble. And there are some special mentions, of course, to the venues that put on civic events, the Chairman's Charity events for me, the Grand Hotel, and especially Keith Richardson, who made such a generous donation to my charity raffle, to Derek Pittman and his staff at the Redcliffe Hotel, to Simon Jolly and his staff at the RICC, the St Mary Church Rotary Club, Kitson and Cavanna Homes for their assistance and sponsorship of what turned out to be a truly legendary carol concert, Torquay United and especially Thea Bristow and Alex Reid for hosting and participating in what was a hugely successful and challenging Chairman's Charity event, and fundraiser extraordinaire Susie Petford, who is the inspiration behind the special Chairman's Charity events. I'm pleased to announce over my civic year I've raised a smidgen over £4,000 in cash for my charity, the Motor Neurone Disease Association, and perhaps more importantly, have managed to raise the profile of this awful and wicked disease. This is a tremendous amount of cash and is once again testament to the generosity of spirit here in the Bay. I wish continued success to the MNDA local fundraising team, headed by the indomitable Sarah Martin, and I pledge to continue to work with them to raise both money and awareness. And the final section of these credits are personal thanks from me. Thank you to all the escorts who have stepped in to accompany me to events where Sue has not been able to join me. We work, as you know, and it's often difficult for both of us to be away at the same time. So thanks to Karen Clifford, to Sandra Reed, to Jackie Ireton, to Jen Walsh, and to Brooke Reed, Ellicombe ladies all. And I must also put on record my thanks to my chairman's chaplain, Reverend Paul Ireton. Thank you, Paul, for your quiet and reflective words, which have helped focus our minds at the start of each council meeting. And special mention too to Reverend Pauline Lewis of St Luke's in Torquay, who stepped forward for Paul at last September's meeting. Lastly, and if this was really the credits rolling at the end of the film, this would be the section which says special thanks to right at the end. To my wife and consort Sue, most chairmen before me have said that you need the support of your partner in order to do this job. I would go further and say that it's actually an impossible job to do without the active, unequivocal and complete participation of your partner. Sue has covered so many roles for me over the past year that it's hard to know where to begin. Helen has kept the chairman's diary, but Sue's kept our diary. Yes, and we had to fit in an awful lot of important family, ward councillor, business, party and even personal events as well as the chairman's work. She's had to act as my personal assistant, typist, researcher and speechwriter, as well as photographer, event organiser, web designer and webmaster, and not to mention seamstress services to mend the civic regalia. She's been the baker of Christmas cakes as thank you presents, stuffer and addresser of civic Christmas cards, and a general and all-round factotum. Her insistence, for example, on contacting people in advance where we could introduce ourselves has meant quite a few faux pas have been avoided. Between us, we've learnt to check once, check twice, check a third time, and then still be prepared to be wrong-footed. When things were difficult, she buoyed my spirits, rolled up her sleeves and got stuck in. And when things went well, she kept me grounded. Everyone needs a best friend, and I'm exceptionally lucky to be married to mine. This medal, which I'll present in a moment, must somehow represent all of that. Still, she was pleased to get plenty of use out of her vast collection of hats. Thank you to all of you. I wish Jane and Richard every success in the year as civic leaders of our bay, with Ray and Pat as their seconds. I'm pleased to hear from a prominent local member of her party that Jane intends to carry on my innovation of having a chairman's personal website. It's one of those things I'm especially proud of from my civic year, and it's been hugely popular, getting over 1,000 hits every month. It didn't cost the council a single penny, not even in staff time, as Sue and I did it all ourselves. If I've missed anybody out, I sincerely apologise. If there was time, I would give a name check to everyone who's been involved in any way at all in this civic year. It has been a true honour and a great privilege to represent every single one of you, and you all have my very warmest wishes for the future. Thank you very much.
Next come to the appointment of Vice Chairman of the Council. Can Councillor MacPhail put her nomination, please?
Thank you, Chairman. I'm delighted to be able to propose the Vice Chairman for the coming year, which is Councillor Raymond Hill. I'd like to give you a little bit of background information about him. He was born in Westminster, and Ray worked in publishing and later started his own publishing service company and then trained as an accountant. Whilst working in London, he bought a property in the Cotswolds where his concern for the environment and similar issues was fostered. He later retired to Gloucestershire and served as a town councillor in Newent, and was on planning and finance, and as he says, the two areas that concern people most, a good environment and a financially sound council. I think we would all endorse that enthusiastically. He came to Torquay in 1997, buying his first property here and becoming director of various property management companies, finally settling in St Mary Church in 2009. As a resident of St Mary Church, Ray was voted in as a councillor for St Mary Church Ward in 2011 on the basis of his election pledge to promote sound finances and a good environment. Before taking on his current role of executive lead for highways, transport and environment, Ray was chairman of the audit committee, chairman of the transport working party, and served on the Overview and Scrutiny Committee. He is currently Corporate Risk Champion and a member of the Transport Appeals Committee and the Executive. He's Torbay's representative to the Environment Agency. He's on the Finance Committee of the Southwest Regional Flood and Coastal Committee, as well as serving on its full committee. He serves on the South West Devon Area of Outstanding Natural Beauty Partnership, and he also serves on the Future State Project Board, Tor 2, as well as on the Tor 2 Partnership and the Devon Authority's Waste Reduction and Recycling Committees. He's a trustee of the Torbay Coast and Countryside Trust, also the Torbay Strategic Partnership. And for 2 years, he served on the Development Management Committee. Ray has a good sense of humour, and I'm sure this will be an invaluable asset during his term of office, because there may well be occasions when it will come in handy. He will, I'm absolutely sure, be a tremendous support to our new chairman, and I have great pleasure in proposing him to be vice chairman for the coming year.
Thank you. Thank you. Is there a seconder?
Thank you, Madam Chairwoman. I am delighted to be able to second Councillor Ray Hill as Deputy Chairman for the coming municipal year. Together with his lady wife, Patricia, I'm sure that you, Madam Chairman, and your consort, Richard, will receive all the support you need, and that Ray and Patricia will ably deputise for you both should the need occur. Every morning, when I let my cat out into the back garden, Ray and Patricia always come to mind. And I'll tell you the reason why. A couple of years ago, I purchased a hosta from them when they were promoting organic gardening at a Friends of Torbay Hospital event in the gardens of Palace Hotel in Torquay. Well, that hosta has become three. It is thriving. So good stuff. With all the interest in the media about us all needing to consume more fruit and vegetables and grow our own, this topic was even raised on Radio Devon this morning. I do hope that Ray and Patricia can promote this agenda when they can during the coming year. I'm sure they'll meet lots of different people then. I hope also that they will be able to influence those around to plant bee-friendly flowers and bushes, taking on the environmental issue, and also plant fruit trees and bushes to make Torbay a much healthier place to live, not only for our residents, but also for our wildlife. May I say at this moment, enjoy the year ahead, and I wish you, Ray, and your consort great success for the following year. Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chairman.
All those in favour? Unanimous. I declare this motion carried. Would Councillor Hill now please come forward to make the declaration of acceptance of office?
Chairman of the Council of the Borough of Torbay, declare that I take the office upon myself and will duly and faithfully fulfil the duties of it, according to the best of my judgment and abilities. Madam Chairman, I wish to announce that Patricia Hill will be my consort during the year of office, and also I wish to express my thanks to the Mayor and the Council for this honour bestowed upon me. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Madam Chairman.
Right, would Councillor Mills propose a vote of thanks to the retiring Vice Chairman and consort for the work carried out by them during the past municipal year?
Madam Chairman, thank you very much. Look out behind you. I'd also like to make one announcement. If Harley Davidson go electric, I shall stop biking. Madam Chairwoman. I would like to give this vote of thanks to you. We know you've been very busy. You've been out and about representing the Bay. You've been to many functions that Councillor Parrott couldn't attend to, and you've carried them out in an exemplary manner. So you've also sat patiently through many meetings, sat next to Councillor Parrott. Well done. So the council then would express its sincere thanks and appreciation to Councillor Jane Barmby and Mrs. Richard Barmby for the work carried out then during the past municipal year. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there a seconder?
Chair, thank you. Save the best till last. I'd like to also say many thanks to Jane and Richard for their hard work over the last year. Much has been said about Jane today, so I won't repeat it. I would just say I was fascinated by Councillor Baldry's connecting Jane with Top of the Pops, because I'd always thought I'd seen her before. And as soon as he said that, I thought, front row of Pan's people. But I also like to take this opportunity to congratulate you on becoming chair. And I'll sit down.
All those in favour? Unanimous. I declare this motion carried. This meeting will now adjourn until 5:30 p.m. on Wednesday, the 1st of May, 2014. For those of you who are unable to join me at the Civic Luncheon, thank you so much for attending the meeting today. Thank you.